Today on Gardening in a Minute, the Florida School Garden Competition. The Florida School Garden Competition is designed to recognize and reward elementary schools that include gardens in their curriculum. It's sponsored by UF IFAS Extension, Scotts Miracle-Gro, the Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival, and other garden-related organizations. Elementary schools statewide are invited to participate each year. The competition is open to public, private, and homeschool gardens. Applications include descriptions and photos of the gardens and are judged by the sponsoring organizations. Gardens are evaluated on educational relevance, student involvement, and quality. The program helps teachers gain recognition for their school's garden, and best of all, the winners are awarded prizes to help fund their gardens in the future. For more about school gardens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, renovating your vegetable and flower gardens. Spring is quickly approaching, and now's the time to think about renovating your garden beds for spring planting. When you renovate vegetable and flower beds, or create new ones, it's important to add organic matter because it helps retain nutrients and water in our sandy soils. Organic compost made from yard and kitchen waste can be created in your own yard, and free compost might be available from your local government. Other sources of organic matter include peat moss and composted manure. When renovating your beds, remove all weeds and dead or dying plants and work 3 to 4 inches of organic matter into the soil to a depth of 6 to 12 inches. When spring comes, your plants will thank you for your efforts. For more about garden renovation and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, carnations. Carnations are beautiful cut flowers with long-lasting, fragrant blooms. They're easy to find in grocery stores and flower shops and make a nice alternative to roses for Valentine's Day. Carnations are available in many colors. The most popular are red, white, and pink. You can also find blooms with combinations of these colors. Carnations are attractive both as a single bloom in a bud vase or as a mass of flowers in a larger vase. You can mix and match or stick to flowers of the same color, arranging several bunches together. Miniature carnations have sprays of 5 or 6 flowers per stem with smaller blooms. Buy some of these ruffled, versatile flowers for your loved one to appreciate for weeks to come. For more about carnations and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, buying roses. On special occasions, like Valentine's Day, cut roses are a favorite gift. There are almost 120 varieties of roses available, and their colors include numerous shades of red, pink, purple, orange, peach, and white. When it comes to Valentine's Day gifts, carefully select the flower variety and color for a customized arrangement your sweetheart will treasure. Roses aren't a gift just for women, although men's tastes are somewhat different. Research shows that men tend to prefer red and yellow roses, while women gravitate more towards pastels. Roses come in hundreds of shapes and sizes, and these days florist coolers are stocked with new choices that can help you make a thoughtful gesture now or any time of year. For more about roses and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, asparagus. If you love asparagus, you may be tempted to try growing it in your garden. The limitation for Florida gardeners is that asparagus plants grow best in colder climates. Without a certain dormant period, they have trouble putting up their tasty stalks. Because of this, Florida asparagus tends to be smaller and more spindly than asparagus grown elsewhere. If you're determined to give it a try, plant 1 or 2 year old asparagus crowns in the richest soil you can find. Water and feed them from spring through fall, but leave them mostly alone in the winters. Wait at least 2 years before you harvest any spears. Even if all else fails, you'll still be able to enjoy the asparagus plants for their beautiful feathery foliage. For more information about asparagus and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.